So, welcome to Lakeview Open Air Hall. Last evening, Sage has been describing like this place. We arrive and all darkness is gone. Place is full of light and really beautiful eyes, but not possible to see, you know, but somehow all facilities are available, but somewhere life goes beyond those facilities, you know, somewhere life is beyond knowledge, beyond seeing. So, like we end up accepting that I can only live, enjoy life, but maybe it's not possible to know, it's not possible to see, it's not possible to to know beyond this. And with that acceptance, somehow like we find ourselves like not possible to make any more effort, because through the efforts we have come to a place where like assumption was that I will be able to know, I will be able to see, and somehow that is not true. So we really like accept that and start living like that. समतया मतया गुणशालिनां पुरुष राडिहयः समलंकृतः तम मलम प्रणमन्ति नभश्चरा अपि महामुनयो रघुनंदन। एंड having that kind of acceptance, intellect only like accept qualities like intellect it's not possible to put anything in the intellect, you know, only qualities will be grasped by the intellect and पुरुष राज हया सम अलंकृता। लाइक वन फाइंड वन सेल्फ like with all ornaments, and what that mean, you know, not like physical ornaments but like the quality ornaments, like, you know, qualitatively all whatever we call good will be there, because somehow intellect now can only grasp, you know, the qualities, not like before. Intellect has been also attracted to what we call not qualities, you know, not good towards, you know, and here intellect only can be attracted to qualities. So then all ornaments means all the good which is possible is availed. And then he said, tam malam pranamant nabhaschara. And certainly like even the even the energy fields really pranamant means really feel bowing down to in front of these qualities. Nabhaschara api mahamuneyo, like to that person, even Nabhaschara means the like ability, having ability to fly in the sky, and not the birds, but like the because say life expressed, you know, expressed, and then life unexpressed, like you know, in a plant, you know, in a tree, like up the earth is the expressed tree, and also under the earth is unexpressed tree, like, you know, the roots and all those things. So similarly, life expressed through the forms, you know, having bodies and all those, and life unexpressed, like under the earth for the tree. Similar, like in that realm, there are energy fields, and so Sage is saying that even the energy fields really feel bowing down because of those qualities, because of availability of qualities in this person. Going down,
bowing
down, like this, yeah. You know, like really feel, probably, you know, there is like some kind of attraction to goodness in all of us, like somewhere, like a, there is some attraction. So somewhere that attraction, even in energy fields, really it's felt for the goodness. Visheshe Mahabuddhe Sansaro Tarane Nirnam Sarvatro Karoti Sadhu Sad Samagama. And having this quality of attraction to qualities, Sage is saying, like gets specialization, you know, like this person gets specialization talking about liberation, you know, that kind of like sansaro tarane, like so that people can be across the sansara, you know, like so Visheshayana Mahabuddhe, like this quality attraction really attracts specialization towards like liberation, you know, like towards that area, and sarvatro pakaroti, and like you know, generally, like if you are a say industry person and you are traveling by the train, so you see some land and the plan will come to your mind, you know, this will be so good for my industry. And if like say so what Sage is saying, like what happens that when this person is walking, is always kind of like seeing the possibilities in people, this person could be, you know, like something like naturally that come. So saying that sarvat, like wherever you go, it's always you are looking for like straight heart people, you know, like where, because those are the good ones, you know, because it's easier to be with them. So saying like you will always be looking for straight hearted people and really for the company of those people, you know, like the life really is limited to that. Like you really always are looking for straight hearts and how you can be of a benefit, you know, for those people. So only that much area is open. Sunyam akirnata meti mrati rapyu sabayate apat sampati va abhati vidvatjan samagame. And like ability to draw from nothingness means ability to see like ability to see into unexpressed life, you know, into subtle realm of life comes, and that keeps on refining, you know, always more refined, and certainly the difficulties of life doesn't seem difficult anymore, you know, it's like really life keeps on moving. So like these people who have seen life that way, they really like difficulties of life doesn't bother them, kind of. Yah snata seal sitaya sadhu sangati gangaya kim tasya danai kim tirthai kim tapobhi kim dharai. So somebody who has taken shower in the in the company of sages. Like a somehow sage is saying like that will be enough to grow, like the company is enough to grow, and like he's saying, doesn't need to go to pilgrimage, doesn't need to go to do many, many other things, you know, just through the company, you know, something will keep on happening. विच्छिन्न ग्रंथ यस्तज्ञा साधवः सर्वसम्मता सर्वा सर्वोपायेन संशय व्यास्ते उपायाः भवाम बुधो. And so he's saying like on this everyone really agrees that company of sages is really good for liberation, you know, for going across the samsara, you know, for the liberation. Chattvar ete bimala upaya भव भेदने यही अभ्यारस्तास्त उत्तीर्णा मोह वारि वारणवात. सो सेज इज सेइंग लाइक ही स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस फोर लाइक द कंपनी ऑफ सेज एंड आई डोंट रिमेंबर द फोर्थ. या कंपनी ऑफ अनप्रोडक्टिव एंड देन yeah, having everything on screen. Yeah, just not having fiery instinct. Yeah, samu, like the sam, which he was bichara. Yesterday he described vichara, this inquiry, and like sadhu sangam and santosh, patience, these four. So now he's saying, I have described all these four, like four ways, and so these are the four good like techniques for liberation. And now you have to, like Sage is saying, that you have to keep on practicing them and really mohavari varnavat. And through practicing them, you will be able to go beyond attachments and also beyond samsara, you know, beyond, like you will, these are kind of like he's saying, like these are good enough techniques for liberation. And now we have to continue practicing them, and that will be good enough. So maybe since Sage is also kind of finishing with the technique, so we can also, and if anyone has anything to talk, you know, because since this will be the last day of talking, so probably if anyone has anything, like any kind of, yes, Leni ji. Yeah, yeah.
Is enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to understand the words or the Sanskrit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if that is accepted, you know, like if being in presence is accepted. Like also what can happen, being in presence is still mind keeps on thinking to understand, to, you know, so then certainly, you know, also doing that, but being in presence is enough. And actually like somehow maybe there is like this connection on energetic realm, you know, energetically. There is a connection between us. So that connection keeps on working in spite of us. But certainly like it's time-taking thing, so it takes time, you know, energetic connection thing. So certainly it's good enough, but many times mind will freak out, you know, that is, you know, here nothing is happening, you know, I have to only serve this person and, you know, nothing going on many times. So also maybe something to take care of that, also something so that mind doesn't come very strong and say, you know. But certainly like what Sage is saying is really true. If one can really leave oneself in the company, you know, this energetically things will happen. It's like very difficult to understand, you know, but having everything on the screen. Okay.
Is that by compiling or is it?
Yeah, it's like more like generally, you know, we have wrong perception about ourselves. You know, like, you know, I'm actually different than what I think about me. So, like, bringing everything screen means knowing me in a better way. Like, generally, like, you know, like, I remember, like, me knowing that, like, you know, like, if, say, if I and my wife are going, and if somebody attacks, I will put me in front of her. This was my knowing. And one day I found out that that is not true, actually. I will run away, you know. So, like, you know, based on this knowledge, I will be knowing, I am a great person, you know. And then when I knew, you know, I knew that this is not true. So there are many, many things about us, which we think that I'm like that, but actually I'm not, you know. So putting a screen means like really knowing me, how I am. Because if I know that, you know, I'm, you know, say I'm in Lucknow, and then, so my planning, if I plan something, my planning will be from Lucknow. You know, I will buy ticket from Lucknow and everything. And when I have to go, because I am in Sattal, so there will be no train for me to, like, with this ticket, there will be no train to go. So that's why says, like, really put everything on a screen. So you really know about you, where you stand. And once you know where you stand, then you can make steps. It's very easy to make steps. And otherwise, you know, I will have a ticket to fly from New York, and I think, and I will not be able to fly ever. You know, this my money will go, you know, waste, because I'm not in New York. So this is why he says, like, putting everything on a screen, really knowing about you as much as you can. Yes, please. About doubt?
Yeah.
So doubt as friend or doubt as? Doubt can be also friend, you know, many times. So what do you want to speak, like, which one?
Well, it seems like on a lot of in the text, and I remember someone who said, they say, oh, once you reach this, like, this feeling, or this, some sort of achievement, doubt will disappear.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it's not like from the feeling, you know. Feelings are still like on the level of feeling, we still are very blind, you know. Like many times, like we feel, maybe this is this, you know, maybe this is that. So on the level of feeling, doubt will always remain. So if you go deeper than that, like, you know, what yesterday says was describing this tranquility. And like the upper layer of tranquility, it is still doubtful, because, you know, things are really energetic, much energetic. And little below that, it's not that much energetic. So this is where, like, the doubt, like, is really, you know. So this is where doubt is not needful anymore. Then certainly doubt will go. Yes, Stuji?
So kind of connected to what Leah was saying about all the things on the screen. It sounds like a really good idea. I mean,
yes.
Where I get stuck is for me to be that honest. Like, I need to go really deep.
Yes.
But what he's saying is, in order to go really deep, you need to be that honest.
Yeah, you know, I think they work together somehow.
Yeah.
Like, you can be as honest as you can,
yeah,
and see, and then that will bring you to more depth,
yeah,
and more, you know, like, it really works like two legs. It's not that in one time you can do that. Like you have to really be honest to the level of honesty you know. Like, you know, actually there are honesties we don't know, kind of. So if we can be honest to the level of honesty I know, that will be good enough. Yeah. Yes, please.
Follow up on that. I guess it could be a trap if you are trying to be too honest with yourself, like false humbleness. Take any or some priests who says, "I get everything from God, nothing is from me." And you put that on the screen, and yeah, I'm humble. I'm very humble.
But you know, I think that is assumption. You know, that you assume, and probably like the putting screen will come when you really don't trust your assumptions. You know, like there is time in life, like we really know that my assumptions are true. What I assume is true. But also there comes a time that we start questioning them, you know, if that is true or, you know, I am just playing this. And I think with this, you know, this new kind of thing start, you know, like it. I really, you know, being true is more important than being seen true. You know, like, as long as we believe on our assumptions, it's like really being seen is more important than being true. But then comes that being true is more important even if nobody sees, you know, even if, and then it really keeps on going.
So it's maybe part of it, giving, not giving the same names to ways that you might have behaved in the past, or, you know, like being willing to see everything but not calling it like
because
something
you,
grandiose or something horrible.
You know, certainly, like, you know, that has to be, you know, like now, like with a new understanding, you know, all names will be different, you know, like, you know, and probably like there will be like a sequence of names, you know. Like, you know, this is like I'm being like 20% true, you know, to me, then maybe 25, 30, like it's like a life goes around truth, you know, like as long as truth is a concept, it's always like that. And when truth is not concept, it keeps on changing, you know. Today I'm 17% true, you know. Now I'm 17.5, 18, 19, like this, you know. Yes, please.
How do you know that you're in true company of sages?
Yeah, it's very difficult here. Yeah, it's true company of the sages, you know, it's, I think it's little difficult. But somehow, like allowing sensing, you know, I think slowly, you know, it's again like a 17%, 18%, you know, like that way. It's not like in one day one is able to know. Like you keep on being that is company, and maybe one day, like if you keep on being open, certainly, I think, you know, so far there has been, like, nobody has been able to invent a trick which can trick the truth, like the true, you know, kind of. So certainly, like, you know, people will try, but you will know.
So the sage is not against religious shopping.
Because some point we need that, you know, some point, like, in order to be in the stream, some point that has to be, you know, like somewhere.
I don't know how to formulate my question, but it's about anything around truth.
Around truth?
Concept. When the connection between people, you can feel that, and sometimes, like, you are sad and the other are happy or are with us, and like you can feel in a way you are sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, grasping anything of sadness of the others or happiness of the others, and like changing plans.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this part you can like you can be only unprotected.
Yeah.
Vulnerable. Yeah. Or I don't know how to say. And in other step, just say okay, others and me. And the question is, how to manage that.
You know, certainly, like, as you said, that you will grasp things from others, you know, happiness from others, sadness from others.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you know that is this sadness is sadness of my friend, so knowing this, you know, slowly it will start dissolving. Accepting that this is sadness of somebody,
mm-hmm.
not my sadness. This is happiness of somebody, not my happiness. And something will start dissolving.
Dissolving is like...
Yeah, yeah, like this.
And so be true is if you take a month,
you know, certainly, like, that time has to be given. That time has to be given, you know, like...
Recognizing
sages. Recognizing sages, yeah.
How many people have you met that you would say are sages?
You know, I think all of these.
So not including us.
That including you. That now I'm not meeting anybody else, you know. I think just keep on, you know, being open and ask it. So I'm saying, you know, like that.
And how to work the compassion?
How to?
To work the compassion?
Compassion?
Is
yeah.
Working, that is a way, a kind of effort to do, to learn that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think it's really good to have compassion, you know.
But how to increase that?
You know, having it more and more will increase, you know. It's that, like, there is no shop for compassion, so you cannot buy, you have to grow only. It's not like sold in Saf's compassion.
Sold in Saf?
Like, you know, say, like, you know, where you go and buy things.
Yeah.
So there are not Saf of compassion, you know. It can only be grown, like in within us. So somehow, just knowing that I have to grow and keep on.
Again and again.
Yeah.
So metta meditation.
Yeah.
Metta, I don't know, but we. I've been like a talk like that. It happened to, I think. If you want to be true, metta happens. I think it's not experience.
Yeah.
You can't say, I'm really going to go metta. Metta is happening, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can't make anything like that. But really, my experience is metta happens.
Yeah, it's like, actually, we have to understand the difference between feeling and behind the feeling. So what is compassion? Compassion is not a feeling. Metta, because metta is provoked, like what can be provoked and stopped is a feeling. So like metta means like it is provoked, means it is only feeling and it will stop certainly. And when this metta goes beyond the feeling, you know, something you have always, which cannot be feeling, because feelings, we know the feeling of nature of feeling is to come and to go. And nature of compassion is not to come and not to go. So it's like something, compassion is some deeper thing, but certainly we have to start somewhere. So in the beginning it might be like metta, you know, like a feeling which comes and goes. But later it has to grow deeper, so it's not going and coming. And then it's compassion, actually. Yes, Stuji, yeah.
In what you're just saying,
there
is a bridge then between the feeling and the. I don't know what word to use.
Yeah, something else, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a worthwhile thing to.
Yeah, you know, but like just really knowing, like, what happens, like, generally, like, if we know that, you know, I have to grow feeling and in feeling, and that is enough. Like, generally, this is what we understand. That, you know, I can grow feeling and I can in feeling. But then you will not be growing compassion. You really have to know that this is like a way through which I can grow somewhere deep. That has to be considered always.
A combination of tuning into the subtleties of feeling whilst really understanding intention?
Yeah. Subtle realms of feeling and something like some kind of you know, maybe dawn light realm, like some kind of like dawn light realm. And this dawn light slowly converts into like little more light realm. And this is where compassion is found. Yeah. Yes, please. Tranquility, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like intuition can come from many, many places, you know. And like generally, intuition is like my inner constitution, you know, generally. And then it can go deeper than my inner constitution. And even kind of like when it could be out of my constitution. It's not my creation. Intuition. So intuition has like many, many places to come. It depends, you know. Yeah, like true intuition means not a constitution, like, you know, not created one. Yeah. How other thing will be? Hallucination, yeah. I think, you know, that will be more appropriate. Yeah. Kind of, you know, like it's coming from somewhere, you know, without any. Of course, yeah. It's really good for me also, as well as I think for everyone, yeah. And lake is very happy.
Finding sages. And tackling their rituals.
Tackling?
Tackling uh-huh. Their rituals.
Rituals, uh-huh.
For example, Jess was talking about living at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have a Shenresid in initiation, and she had to commit to saying this mantra 20 times each day. In other cases, I often feel a strong connection, perhaps, or affinity to Hare Krishna people. They are also very much into staying in the now, but using Hare Krishna. Some say it's outside of themselves. Hare Krishna is something to aspire to.
Yeah.
And some say it's inside themselves.
Yeah.
He's both or neither. But to be in the company of these sages, you also have to swallow rituals and beliefs, and sometimes it wouldn't be lying, but to be in their company, or I don't actually have a question, but could you say something about it?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I understand what you are asking. Yeah. So basically you are asking that, you know, there is like a not acceptance towards rituals, you know, like the company is accepted fully, but rituals are not. So I think, you know, sages also have to see this, that you are coming from a very genuine place and not force you rituals. And I think true sage will do that, say to you that please don't follow any of them. Just your presence is good enough for the Sangha. Yes, please.
Than I had been previously imagining. When you said about like accepting your presence but not accepting your rituals. You know, where I come from, there's a lot of you know, religious temples, churches, whatever buildings, and they do generally tend to accept you. You don't have to do the rituals, you just have to sort of sit there. And so I thought, oh, interesting.
Yes, please.
I think in some texts it says that you know a sage when you come into their presence and the whole being just becomes naturally still and calm. Something to say about this?
Yeah. You know, certainly, when you are, we are very much steered, you know. Generally, we approach sages very much steered, you know, kind of like almost 160 miles per hour speed, you know. So then it's like this, because it's like quietness, you know. So then many times that is not felt, you know. So certainly like if we approach not being steered, then that will happen, what you are saying. Certainly, that will be, that's how we can recognize. But of course, many times we are running, you know, very fast, and then that doesn't happen. So what I'm saying, you know, that is not the only test, you know.
Could you describe intuition?
Intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very you know, like many times this comes from the individual place, individuality, and many times it comes beyond the individuality. So it has like many places to come to. And I guess you are wanting to describe the like
what it is actually.
Yeah, what it is like actually. It's like a like a you provide yourself a very, very wide space of being, and through that wide space something comes. That is actually intuition. Also, I can provide myself like as big a space as me, you know, like individual space, and also from there something will come, and that is also called intuition. But that will depend on my individuality very much, and when I have given more space, that will be more from the, like I can give myself to space of like say the society where I am living, so then intuition will be for that society. I can give space to my country, then in intuition will come for my country. And I can give space for the whole world, everything, and then intuition will come for everyone.
Is it like just a kind of deep feeling that comes up?
Deep, yeah. Something like very deep. Probably many times is not a feeling, you know. Many times, like
just like some kind of like, just like if you meet someone and you have a feeling of like whether they're trustworthy or not.
Yeah, just be careful. One near your leg. Yeah, just something. When you meet someone and
it's just, is it a feeling of like whether you can trust someone or not? Is that
kind of like something like somewhere your individuality knows that this person, although you don't know the reasons,
yeah,
but you know that. So somewhere you have given space to your individuality,
yeah,
and individuality is coming with this intuition that this person is not trustworthy.
And is it like something you think you can, like, always trust? Would you trust your own intuition?
Many times, like, this is what, like, if you really know from where, you know, if you have catch yourself before intuition and know from which space is this coming, then it's good to trust. Sometimes it can come, you know, from the dreams also. So, yeah. Yes, please.
Realize to administrate with the differences of each one in qualities in one moment, answering to a question. If you have 1 point there and 1 point there, for the same question, the answer is different. But when you have whole group, how do you administrate that to answer? How do you make?
By not
you
making,
at all, at
you know, by not doing anything, yeah, like providing space, and you know, allowing something to happen. Yeah, it's not somehow my doing, you know. Yeah, like certainly comes through the mouth, you know.
How do you feel about this? Well, in the beginning of the book, the sage, the questioner was asking the sage, I feel this burning, I really, you know, need to know, and please you have to help me in this very, very compelling way. And then the sage proceeded to lay out these instructions. And the person was like, well, I feel a little crazy, just sort of like Kabir was saying, like, you know, you see me out here on the street, I'm singing, etc. But, I mean, how universal do you think that feeling is? I mean, not everybody winds up maybe expressing it, but how universal do you think this, like, longing for freedom or for truth is? Do you think it's something that everyone has, or, you know, are we chosen people or something?
You know, I think it's good to feel that we are chosen people. But also, it feels like, you know, there is a queue of chosen people, you know. So then everyone is in the queue, you know. So probably we are, you know, in front, but other people are also making a queue, you know. So somewhere maybe... like this, because like say this wish for freedom somehow it's like somewhere in spite of us, you know, like it's really we are not growing it, somehow we find it in us, and it's like nobody talking, you know, not parents doesn't talk about it, nobody talks, and still somehow it happens. So it seems like it's beyond us, and I cannot say it's universal or less universal. It could be American, it could be Indian, you know, like at least that big, you know, if not universal, but certainly bigger than us.
This is maybe a related question about the relationship to the guru, and I'm not really sure if sage and guru are interchangeable, but in Christianity in the West and in a lot of what you see going on in ashrams in India, there's this sense sense of a personal relationship with the guru, you know? Or like Jesus as your personal savior, or with the guru, of you, of being in conversation, very personal, intimate conversation with the guru. And I feel like it's, you know, there's so much we all want that sort of mother love or father love,
yeah.
Or that recognition of, you know, it's you, that sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And people can construct that, you know, out of their religious or spiritual beliefs. That, but then on the other hand, I feel like there's often a very powerful, very personal, very intimate communication. And it's really, I think maybe just, it's easy to get scared of that and just think, oh my God, and it's completely delusional, and
yeah.
You know, this is just like making the whole world about me and my situation. And on the other hand, it's so astonishing sometimes the way it comes, and
yeah.
That you feel like, well, I couldn't even be making this up.
Yeah.
It's just very, I find it very complicated.
Yeah, it's like very, very, I think, you know, as you said, very, very personal, you know, like it's very intimate, very personal. So I think we just leave it to be very personal. Nothing can be said about it, you know. Like it's really so intimate, so personal, that it happens, and when it happens, you know, you don't hear anyone. Whatever somebody says, this is what you want to go for. And when it doesn't happen, you know, if whole world speaks, you don't go far. So it's like somewhere is like very personal, you know, something like a it's not like a gravitation of Earth, you know. Gravitation of Earth really attracts everything. And this gravitation is like so choosy, you know, so special. So I think we just leave it to the gravitation, you know. Nothing can be said about it, you know, like I can say it's something, but that really doesn't correspond, you know, like when something has happened, it's very difficult to correspond that, like when this pull happened, just it's like a happening. So we can leave it to a happening.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What you describe, that is not to, which is not to be told of, that is, that cannot be told by a sage, that's only to be found in yourself. And that's maybe, of course, the question about the sage is still is a little bit hanging around right now.
Yeah, they are, you know, few of them I can see, yeah.
because to me, behind this question, of course, is he or she the right man who tells me the truth?
Yeah.
But that never can be, because it's only every person only can do can find this in this kind of way in her or himself. So it doesn't matter if you are a sage or not.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, certainly, you know, like,
yeah.
It's something like, you know,
yeah.
And something has to be there, otherwise this pull is not there, generally.
But it's so difficult to see, because you always are inclined to look in the wrong direction. There is, it's inside.
So I think Lake is asking us to be quiet for a few minutes.